On a day and a moment like today, there's no one better, and we are truly honored to welcome on Frank Siller, the CEO of the Tunnels to Tower Foundation on KCMO Talk Radio. And you probably have seen their PSAs, commercials run on places like Fox News, but I wanted to bring Frank on, get his story, and also there's a personal tie-in here, as my late uncle was very involved in getting this organization off the ground. Frank, thanks for being here. For the part of the audience that may not be as familiar, how did this organization get started?
On September 11, 2001, my brother was a New York City firefighter who was just finishing his night tour in Squad 1 in Brooklyn. And he was on his way home to play golf with myself, my brother George, my brother Russ, and he heard on the radio scanner that the towers were hit. So he turned his truck around, went back to his firehouse, got his gear, drove to the mouth of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, where it was closed for security reasons. And that tunnel connects Brooklyn with downtown Manhattan right by the Trade Center. And it's almost 2 miles long. He was faced with a decision. And his decision was, I'm put this gear on my back. And he ran through the tunnel to the towers, came out the other side. He wanted to help and save people's lives. And that's exactly what he did. But while doing so, he gave up his own life. And as a family, we just wanted to honor what he did. He was the youngest of seven. He was our little brother. And we wanted to commemorate his ultimate sacrifice and make sure we never forget. So we started the Tunnels to Towers Foundation.
So on that note then, Frank, the foundation, for people that may not be as familiar with it, you guys do 5K runs and walks all over the country, stair climbs, stadium climbs. Where does all this money go, and who do you ultimately look forward to supporting here through this foundation?
Well, look, the runs that we do all over the country are not big revenue producers, but what they produce are people never forget what happened 20 years ago, and that's more important to us than anything. But we do raise, we have to raise a lot of money because we build smart homes for our country's most catastrophically injured service members. We built over 100 of them all over the United States, and each one of these houses are well over $500,000 each. We deliver mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families for those who died in the line of duty for our country. And leave young families behind, like the 13 the great heroes we just lost in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. One of them we know is a widow now that will be giving birth as we speak. She's due any day. So we're going to take care of that family, rest assured. If she has a home, we'll pay off the mortgage. And if she doesn't, we will build her a mortgage-free home for that Gold Star family. And then last but not least, for police officers and firefighters all across the country, if they go out and they, you know, give up their life to their community and leave a young family behind, we're going to pay off their mortgage so their family can stay in their house. Mm-hmm. So it's a tremendous undertaking. We're delivering 200 of those mortgage-free homes this year alone. 200. That's a lot of mortgage-free homes that we're delivering, but that's the type of need that's out there. So your listeners, we count on the goodness of America to help us. Go to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. And we ask people to chip in $11 a month. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's too much to ask. And we've built these homes and paid off mortgages in every state in the United States of America.
That's amazing. Frank Siller, CEO, Tunnels to Towers Foundation. You probably see their PSAs and their story. Oftentimes they get appearances on Fox News and other places around TV. Frank, if you would indulge me in this audience, we talked about it a little bit before we went on the air here, and that was just the role that my late uncle had. He was very good friends with your youngest brother, Steve, and of course, who we've been talking about here. What role did he play in getting this thing off the ground?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Well, let me tell you, Billy was a very close. Your uncle Bill was very close to my brother Stephen, and after my brother Stephen died, Billy wanted to be very active in our foundation. And so we were talking about having an event, golf event, or dinner, or something to honor Stephen. And he called me up one day and he said, "Frank, how about if we do a run?" I said, "Billy, look, I like runs. They're beautiful. But I really wanted to do something very unique." And he goes, "Well, I'm not just talking about a run. I'm talking about going through the tunnel just like Stephen did. And we all could run through the tunnel." Well, I nearly collapsed with emotion because it was the absolute perfect thing to do. And then we proceeded to close down parts of Brooklyn, close down the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, and close down downtown Manhattan to get it done. But we got it done. And your uncle was the one that had the idea of running through the tunnel. So God bless him, and God bless his soul, mm-hmm. And God bless his whole family yourself there. Yeah. So I put a smile on my face when I think of your uncle all the time.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Frank. And to see what this thing has come into now, it's not just a regional deal. You mentioned you paid off mortgage and you help people in every state in this country. Did you ever foresee this foundation growing into the size of what it's turned into and the impact that it's had literally coast to coast?
No, we didn't. As a family, we're just six siblings that wanted to honor our youngest brother. We didn't have any grand plans. We just wanted to do the right thing. We started out by helping the kids that were left behind from a first responder that died. You know, we're doing stipends, $2,500, $5,000. Don't get me wrong, that's beautiful. And, you know, for us at that time, it was a lot of money that we were doing, and we were very proud of it. And, of course, the run that we have every year, always the last Sunday in September. This year we'll have 40,000 people running through that tunnel, by the way. It's September 26th. And we have firefighters that come from every state that run in gear as well. And we definitely have people from your great state that have joined us. And so, no, we didn't have any we had no idea we'd be doing the work that we're doing. But it's necessary. And it became obvious to us the great need with these catastrophically injured service members. The first one ever quadruple amputee to ever survive any war was from Staten Island, Brenda Morocco. That's where my brother Stephen was born. That's where I was born. So we visited him and Walter Reed, myself and a couple of people from the foundation. And I asked him if we could build him a house. And what we did, we saw how much it was needed in his life to build him a specially adapted smart home. And so we had to keep on doing it for so many other great Americans that gave their body for our country. And then when Detectives Lou and Ramos were just assassinated in New York in December 20th, 2014, and we heard that they were worried about their mortgage, the families were worried about their mortgages, if they could stay in their home. And I went and visited them on Christmas Eve and said, "We're going to pay off your mortgage." And we did. And, you know, once you do that, you see, oh, my gosh, this is what we have to do. So it's simple. Our mission is very simple. Never forget, honor the sacrifice, and to do good. And doing good is by taking care of the greatness of America. And the greatness of America is those who are willing to die for you and I. And as Americans, we better take care of them. That should be our promise to them. And that's certainly the promise that the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has made.
And we know that many people that want to get involved will at T2T.org. Frank Siller, CEO of the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. Frank, thank you for joining us here in Kansas City. Thanks for all that you do. And great to see this organization continue to grow every single year. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Frank Siller, KCMO Talk Radio.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.